Did you notice in the room last night, it seemed like if the discernment was going on that people seemed to rally. But if they didn't rally, well then it was when the spirit of discernment would come, that would make them rally. Sure it should. I want to speak to the audience just a moment. My ministry is just a little later sign to the church than laying on of hands. Laying on of hands was a Jewish custom. When Jairus' daughter was dead, Jairus said to Jesus, "Come lay your hands on her." But when the Roman Gentile, his servant was sick, he said, "I'm not worthy that you even come to under my roof. Just speak the word." That's it. Now we've had signs of laying on of hands all down for 2,000 years, but now we're at the closing of the age. It's something different now. My ministry is this. It's through a spirit of discernment that it might manifest Jesus Christ's presence, that Lamb that we're speaking of that's been slain. Now how many knows that there's not a man on earth can heal you? You know that. No one can heal you. If it is, then the scripture's wrong. In Psalms 103:3 said, "I'm the Lord who heals all your diseases." So then you see, there's no man can heal you. God does the healing. Did you want to put the sister in the line? What was she, 6 or 7 there, wasn't she, or something? What's that? Number 6, all right. If you want to sit right there, well, that's perfectly all. What's that? Whatever, you want to put her in the line or leave her there, when 6 times comes, I'll go pray for her. All right, sir? Just sit there. All right, sir? All right, sir? All right. And the rest of you all, it's in your chairs and things, you can't get up like that. Just sit right there, and that's perfectly all right. Now, the ministry is to make known the Lord Jesus, His presence. Then if God promises and He keeps that promise, how much more supernatural and greater is that than anybody to be healed? How many knows that? Well, sure, it could be a little case of just if you was crippled or lame and maybe you sat and tried, you could get up and maybe take a few steps. But to see something so supernatural, it goes down into the life of the person, brings things out and reveals the secrets of the heart. That proves His presence. That's right. Then you should believe everyone. And the whole group could be healed at one time. You believe that? All believe that? Raise up your hand, all you believe that. Just don't put no more in a prayer line. I want to see how much you believe it. Come here, Billy. Just stop the prayer line. Come up here a minute. Come on. How many in this audience does not have a prayer card and you believe that Jesus Christ will heal you? You look this way and pray. Does the Bible say He's a high priest and can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities? And if you touched Him, He'd act the same way He did then when He was here on earth, if He's the same high priest. Now you look this way and believe with all your heart. Have faith. How many you got in the line now? 20? That's enough right now. Bring them on. Now you stand there just a moment, lady. The woman, I guess I have never seen her. I guess we're strangers to each other. That's right. We just both raised up our hands that this is our first time meeting. The visible audience can see this. In a radio audience, we're here with a massive big crowd in the Angelus Temple tonight. And there are sick people all over the place. And you in radio land who's listening in. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when He appeared here in the last day with the Gentile people, as He promised to do, He'll have to show the sign of the Messiah, His resurrection. Just like He did when He was here in a physical body, He's here now in the corporal body of His church. When we're united together in prayer, and the Holy Spirit is present, just like Paul, when he looked down and said, "I perceive you have faith to be healed," when he was out on the ship that night, and the little ship tossed about, and 10,000 devils had swore they'd drown Paul, and every lick of lightning come down with a glaring demon on the waves. And yet the angel of the Lord come to Paul, and Paul ran out and said, "Be of a good courage. For the Lord God, whose servant I am, sent his angel, and he said to me, there's none of us going to be lost." He knew what he was speaking of. That same Jesus lives tonight. Here's a woman that's a total stranger. I know nothing of her, never seen her in my life, and she's never seen me. We both got our hands up that we've never met or seen each other. And here lays the Word of God at this sacred desk. You said that if Jesus was the same, he'd act the same and do the same like the Bible said. He is the same. Here's a man and a woman, just like St. John 4. When Jesus our Lord met the woman at the well, and he had never seen her before, she had a trouble, and he talked to her just a minute till he caught her spirit and told her what her trouble was. And as soon as she was told her trouble, she said, "I perceive that you are a prophet, and we're looking for the Messiah to come to do this." All that knows that's the truth in this visible audience, say amen. So Jesus said, "A little while in the world won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me. For I," a personal pronoun, "I'll be with you to the end of the world, even in you." Then if I told you I had the spirit of John Dillinger, the outlaw, you'd expect me to have guns and be mean. If I said I had the spirit of an artist, you'd expect me to be able to paint the picture of the artist. The spirit of Christ is in the church. It'll do the works of Christ. It's got to. It's the same spirit. I'm a man, sinner saved by grace, but by divine gift. Now, if that woman's sick, I don't know who she is. I don't know, have no idea what she's standing there for. I have nothing to know. I don't know who she is, where she come from. Nothing. Well, she might be financially in trouble. She might be spiritually in trouble. She might be physically in trouble. I don't know. But if God would reveal to me about her, how many would believe them with all your heart? All right? Be reverent now. You just stand there, lady. You be the judge. May the Lord add his blessing. For this right now, the word from God could prove whether I told the truth or not. That's right. So he's able to do it. Whether he will or not, that I don't know. But I see you've had an examination by a doctor, and it's the stones, gallstones and kidney stones or something, that's right, in the stones. That's exactly right, and you should be operated on for it, he thinks. If that's true, raise up your hand. Now, do you believe? Now that they might cover over every guess, so that the critic might not be able to criticize. Now you get ready. And if something else is told the woman, I don't say he will, but if it is, then you just rejoice and take a hold of that Holy Spirit that's in the building right now and hold on to it. And you out there in radio land do the same thing. I don't know what I told you. But whatever it was the truth. I remember you raising your hand. See, it's another world. It's a spirit world. You go into it to see something that has happened. Yes, I see it coming back again. Another strong-looking man giving an examination. Gallstones, that's right. And stones in the kidney. Suggests an operation. You're from out of town. You're from the east.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, sir. And if God will tell me what your name is, will it help you? Mrs. Rose Wagner, you can go home now and be made well. God bless you. All right. God bless you. God bless you. You believe now with all your heart? That should settle it. It's the great Holy Spirit that's in the building. Jesus Christ's promise being made fulfilled. It should make each one of you hold on to God and say, "Yes, Lord, I know you're here. I'm going to hold on now. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to be like the Shunammite woman to Elijah. I'm going to hold on until I get the desire in my heart." Here's a little lady that they brought up here too. We're strangers to one another, I suppose. God knows us both. If God will reveal while the Holy Spirit is present, the thing, something that you know I know nothing about. If I've never seen you and never knowed you, well then, there's got to be something supernatural. That woman keeps appearing. It was just here on the platform just a few minutes ago. Where did she go? That was healed. A woman, or set her stand way back in the audience. Look this way. I keep seeing you stand here. Yes, it's something on your heart you're praying for. It's your brother. He's got heart trouble over there from you. But he's not from Arizona. Be it you spoke it out here at the platform, Arizona. He's not from Arizona. He's from Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana. Go home, sir. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you see the Holy Spirit? The man not... Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hold to God's unchanging hand and His promises. You can have what you ask for. God's mercy and goodness. How great Thou art, Lord. How great Thou art. After 1900 years, He's still alive. And when there's no more moon or stars or worlds, He'll still be alive. And His subjects shall be with Him, still alive. For we go into an eternity. No one can explain what eternity means. It's forever. More than forever. Forever is a space of time. It's infinite. If God will reveal to me, lady, you are standing here, what's your trouble? Now, I didn't mean to be rude, but there kept being this woman, another woman, standing, kind of a red hair, and you're gray hair. See, and I know there was a difference in you. And it was something else on her heart. It wasn't completely satisfying. Then there's a man kept appearing. And I seen there was something connected by it. But if the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble or something about it, you will believe me as His prophet or His servant. You're suffering with a heart trouble. That's a leakage of the heart, the doctor says. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. You believe now? Now, just a moment. There's something else on the woman's heart. She's concerned about someone else because there was a girl appeared by her. That's right, isn't it? Now just watch just a moment and see what the Holy Spirit will say. Yes, it's a girl. It's your little granddaughter. And she's in some sort of a school. She has cells. That's right. That's true. Here's another thing that you're needing. You've always wanted a close walk with God. You're not walking just right with Him now. And your husband also is needing a closer walk with God. Right back there. That's right. Aren't you just believe with all your heart, you all walk close to God and God will deliver your little granddaughter and make you well. Now you believe and go home and God be with you and bless you. God bless you. Let us thank the Lord. Just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for His goodness and mercy. Be real reverent now. Be real reverent. This person who's approaching, here's a perfect picture of John, 4th chapter. A white man and a colored woman. That was a Jew and a Samaritan. Now, lady, I suppose we're strangers to one another. The Lord has just brought us together this first time. If God will reveal to me, like He did the woman at the well, there's something in your heart, the secret that you're here for. Will you believe it? No, you know whether it's the truth or not. And if He knows what has been, He surely will know what will be. That is just as true as it can be. You have many things wrong with you. You have fallen, just had a fall. And you hurt your stomach. Your knees, too. And here's another thing. You are a lady preacher. That's thus saith the Lord. You're healed. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have faith. Right in line with the woman sitting here, in this second row back here, lady, that person, second person sitting there suffering with a head trouble, you believe Jesus Christ will make you well back there? Back here in the second row? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. You have cancer. That's shattered to death. You only have one hope. That's in Jesus Christ. Do you believe that if Jesus Christ so concerned would know what you're here for and would reveal to me what your trouble is, do you believe that He'll make you well now? If I'll tell you where the cancer is located, well, it's in the bladder. That's right. Is that right?
Right.
Are you believing?
I am believing.
All right. You can go home in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. If thou canst believe. This the lady? The next one? We're strangers to each other also. I don't know you. I have never seen you. Sitting right back there with high blood pressure, you believe Jesus Christ will make you well? If you believe it with all your heart, have faith in God. You can have it. Yours is complications, just many things wrong with you. That's right. It's caused by an accident. I see you standing right, a truck hit you. That's what did it. That's right, isn't it? Raise up your hand if that's true. Now, God can bring me to that scene when I've seen that thing happen. You believe He'll go make you well? All right, you have your healing and go on your road and rejoice. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Now, this, put your hand on mine, lady. If God will reveal to me while I'm looking across the building this way, if God will show me by vision what's wrong with you and me looking this way, will you believe with all your heart that it's Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You will. Then your asthmatic condition, coughing, it's over now. You go home, you will. God bless you. Have faith. Touch your hand. Come here. Do you believe that God can tell me, looking up towards the heavens like this, what's your trouble? Diabetes. Believe. Go home and get well. Have faith. Do you believe God? Coughing, asthmatic, go home. Ladies' trouble, it's all easy now. Go home and be well.
No.
Now, if you just keep bleeding like that, don't even take a discernment. Your trouble's in your back. Go home and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You'll get well and be well. You must have prayer because it's cancer. Oh, Lord, I cast away this evil devil called cancer from this dying woman. I place between her and death the blood of Jesus Christ. May it leave her. Go home rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. You had it also, sir. Believe now, when it left her, it left you too. Go believing with all your heart. Believe now. Our troubles just keep on moving along. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and believe Him. Troubles in your back. Believe with all your heart and go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe Jesus Christ will heal you and make you well, follow Him. Thanks be to God. If that doesn't mean something, look, it's out there. Lord, bless our sister and send her home to be well in Jesus' name. Have faith now. You're afraid you're going to be crippled all your life, that arthritis. If you believe with all your heart, do you? Just go off the platform like a young lady. Believe in God will make you well and He'll do it. If you'll just believe. Your heart bothers you. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? Come here, let me lay hands on him. Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll heal the man. Amen. All right, come. Right down here, the lady sitting right across this way looking at me has got internal troubles, got a scarf around your neck. You believe Jesus Christ will make you well, lady sitting back here, last row over there. If you believe it with all your heart, accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made well. God bless you, sister. That's right. That's right. What did she touch? What happened to her? She touched the high priest. The one that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. All right, you got sugar diabetes. Do you believe Jesus Christ will heal you? Then go home rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Believe God will heal you of this tumor, you won't have an operation. Go in the Lord Jesus, bless you. I know this woman coming here. I know who she is. Won't have to have discernment. This woman I know well. It's Mrs. Peterson. She's a friend of mine. I was just at the house the other day. I want to pray for her. Blessed Lord, I've come in the name of Jesus to pray for this dear mother of Israel, as it would be said. I ask that you heal her. Let the blessings of God rest upon her and condemn this trouble in her body. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, Sister Peterson. She's a friend of mine from Minneapolis. All right, sister down here, you going to believe now you was in the line? Tell you, let your husband stay here. Okay, put your hands over on you like that now. And you can just get right up and go home tonight and be well. I just need to keep your hand over just a minute. Right up here in the balcony, about three rows up and two in, a lady sitting there suffering with varicose veins. You believe, lady, that the Lord Jesus will make you well? Yes. You're looking around. You believe it with all your heart? If you can, accept it right now, and you can go home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. How many more of you in here would want to receive God's blessings just now and believe that God will make you well? All right, brother? Someone else, sit down here. Put your hands on this person here. I can show you the kingdom of God coming near to you. Do you believe that's the same Lamb of God? Oh, this other lady here, too, one hand. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world and the sickness of the world. He's present now to heal. Do you believe that? How much more? What else could he do? If he was standing here with this suit on, he could do no more than what he's doing right now. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we were healed. Past tense. Your healing's already completed. Do you believe it? In his presence, he who's here now, he's blessing your soul. Take a hold of him. Lay hold. Do not think I'm a fanatic. I'm not a fanatic. I know where I am. I know what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit's here and will make every one of you well if you'll believe it. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast away the demon power of fear from this audience and from the radio audience, and made those out in radio land rise up from their beds, rise out of their wheelchairs, get up out of the hospital room, walk around, go rejoicing, holding on, because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has raised from the dead in his presence. Come up out of the wheelchair. There comes a lady out of this wheelchair now that was sitting here in a wheelchair. She's accepted her healing. They're trying to get another lady coming from the cop. Let's stand on our feet and give God praise. Rise up, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet now. You've had hands laid on you. Every one of you can be made well. Sing and give him praise. If Jesus Christ, God's Son, will come to this audience now, and you're sitting out there, if he will come and perform from the platform here just as he did in the days of his flesh, how many in here will receive him? Raise up your hands when you're just sitting out there, whoever you are. If it can fairly be proven one time that it's truth, Moses had a sign to perform to the people, and he performed it. Israel followed him. He didn't have to keep performing that sign over and over and over again. They started following, and other miracles taking place. Jesus had a sign to perform. Those true ones believed him when he could perceive their thoughts. The others said he was Beelzebub because he did it. Now, which place would you want to take tonight if you had to take choice? Now, how every sick and suffering person, so we can get that off our hands. There's not one person in here I know except Brother Duffield saying that, Brother David Duplessis. And as far as I know, that's the only persons I see in here that I... This brother over here, I forget just what his name is, the teacher, Weston, yes, Brother Weston. That's the only people that I know in this audience. How many out there know that I'm totally strange to you? Raise your hands. Just raise up your hands. I don't know you. All right? Now, if you're suffering, you believe God just now. This is a challenge. And if Jesus Christ will come, how is it done, Brother Branham? I wish I could tell you. I do not know. It's just, I just yield myself to the Holy Spirit, and your own faith does it. I have nothing to do with it. It's you that does it.
God, when he was going to use his gift, it was in Jesus. He showed him that Lazarus was going to die, and he took him away for 4 days, and he knew all about it, and told him what would happen, and when he come back, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Said, I thank thee, Father, thou hast already heard me, but for these that stood by, I said it. Nothing about him getting weak. But a little woman touched his garment, and he got weak over that from a blood issue. See, that was the woman using God's gift. That other was God using his gift. Now, when God gives one of the great visions, sometimes it's ours. My wife has said it's set some time and not even moved for quite a while. What is it? Something going on. He tells me all about what's fixing to happen. I'll take anyone to record. As many times as you've heard it, hundreds of times, hundreds and hundreds of times, not one time has it failed. And it can't fail. I can fail, but it can't, because that's God. And I'm just a channel, given a gift that I just yield myself to the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit begins to move on you for a certain thing, it begins to move in you, and it just takes my voice and goes to speaking. That's the way it is. That's all I can say about it. You can't explain it. Man can't explain God. You've got to believe God by faith. You don't know God by education. All your degrees don't make you know God anymore. God's known by faith alone. Your faith is the only thing that can touch him. Now, let us pray. You yield your spirit. Please, if he shall do it, don't you fail. You raise your, if you're a sinner, I want you to come here at the altar. If you're a backslider, I want you to come as soon as this is over, if he shall do it. If you're a Christian, I want you to rise in Christian faith. Pledge yourself that you'll serve God with all your heart and never cease praying until a revival begins to move. Lord, I do not know these people, and thou knowest it, Lord. But I pray that in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, that you'll move on these hearts to have faith. Father, I realize it would make no difference how great you could anoint me. If you do not anoint somebody out there to believe it, there could be nothing done. Or when you come to your own country, there cannot be many miracles performed because of the unbelief, or no miracles performed. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. But when those who believe receive you, then signs and wonders taking place. Let it be again tonight, Lord. Thou knowest the heart of your servants. We are not trying to be different. We're only trying to explain to the people, Lord, that your desire is for them to rise in the name of your Son. And your presence is here to make them well, and to save them from their sins, and to heal them from their sicknesses. O Lord God, you sent your angel and commissioned this work. Let it be again, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Each one of you in the audience now, be real reverent. Sit still, look this way and believe, and say in your heart, O Lord God, if you will just this time, let it once more be for me. I know the man doesn't know me. He knows nothing about me. But just let him speak to me. I want to touch the garment of your Son, Jesus, the high priest. Then if I did that, you speak back to your Brother Branham like you did your Son, Jesus, that day. When he promised the things that he did, we'd do also. Then if you can make that promise true, Lord, you promise that, you promise to send it, and if you sent that gift to your church, then healing's in the church also, and the promise is mine, and you're dealing with me. I'm sure God will bless you if you'll do it. Just as reverent as you can be, just quietly. I realize you know where I'm standing at this time. I've got to be found telling the truth or a lie right now. Here's the little lady sitting with her handkerchief up to her nose, sitting out and wiping the tears from her face. She's suffering with a nervous trouble, aren't you, sister? I want to ask you something. Do you have a prayer card? You do not. Well, of course, I guess we never give out any prayer cards. There's no prayer cards. But wasn't you sitting there praying to the Lord? Let it be me, Lord. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. Now, if we are strangers to one another, raise your hand like this. I know nothing about you, never seen you in my life. What did she touch, friend? Tell me what kind of a power that she touched that knows the secrets of her heart and could tell what she was praying about. Repeat her prayer back to her. You think that woman praying in the name of Jesus could touch anything else but Christ? Wake up, people, to the fact that Jesus Christ is here. Not me. I represent him. Right through here stands that angel. Can't you see that light? Right over a little woman sitting looking right at me through this way. She's suffering with a lung trouble. Cleo, is your name. Do you believe that Jesus heals you of that lung trouble? You're healed, sister. I want to ask you something while you're on your feet. I do not know you, do I? Raise your hands. I've never seen you, or we're perfectly strangers, is that right? But you were praying for God to touch you, that you might know that I be God's servant. You're here without money. You couldn't stay much longer, is that right? And you go home now. You're all right. Your lung trouble has left you. Amen. You just believe him. Here, right back up this row here, there's a little lady sitting there looking right at me. And she's suffering from an abominable trouble. It's in her stomach in here. You got kind of lumps on your body, like. That's right, isn't it? You're from Michigan. If you believe with all your heart and all that's within you, if you believe with all that's within you, you can go home and be well. Do you do it, lady? Raise up your hand. Say, I've tested. Okay. Go home now and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. I don't know you, do I, lady? I've never seen you. We're from different states and everything. If that's right, raise your hand, lady. That's right. But God knows you. Now do you believe each one of you? What about you, somehow you're in front of me? Right straight in front this way. You believe, up in the balcony. Just don't be upset. Just come reverently. Say, Lord God, speak to me. I don't care whether you're rich or poor. Just as long as you've got simple enough faith to touch the high priest. Here. Here's the line hanging over a colored woman. Sitting right here on the end of the road. Right here. I'll take Mrs. Jones. That's you. If people don't get it, you almost have to tell them who they are. Mrs. Jones, I don't know you. Is that right? You got diabetes. You believe Jesus Christ will make you well? Raise up your hands if that's true. All right, go home and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. If thou canst believe. Here, I'll show you. It attracted the attention of a woman sitting next to her. I don't know whether the woman can hear me or not. I pray that God will let me, my voice come to her. You're hard hearing. It's your ear. You got a lump on the back of your home. You are Mrs. Brooks. That's right. You can hear me now. Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Let's say praise be to God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. How about back over this way, someone? Back over here in the middle of the aisle is a woman praying. She has high blood pressure. I see her putting the thing around her arm. This lady right down here, looking over side. This, Lord help me. Mrs. Fry. Stand up, Miss Fry. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe that elated a woman sitting next to her? She's got trouble. She's had for a long time. You have a prayer card, lady? No, of course you don't. All right. Stand up to your feet a minute. The angel of the Lord is around the woman, that light. This lady right here. I tell you so you know you got the right one. This lady isn't from here. She's from Arizona. You had a car accident here some time ago. It bothers you ever since. That thus saith the Lord. That's right. It's all over now. You see what she's doing? She's stiffing her body. Jesus Christ makes them well. Do you now believe? Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you won't even can respond to it, God calls their names and tell them who they are. How many people in here wants a good close walk with God and wants this same Holy Spirit that you're now to come be in your life? Would you raise your hands up? Would you stand to your feet? Every person that wants to walk with God. The Holy Spirit is here. How many sinners and backsliders are there that'll walk out down here at the aisle and let me come here and pray for you right up here around this rostrum? Will you come out right now? Come right along. Walk right down while the organ's playing. Don't just cause we raise the people up. The healing service is going to take place just in a minute. I want you are not right with God, and you know you're not. Come right up this way. That's right. Walk right up in this place here. Come right up. That's right. Come right on, sinner friend. I offer you Jesus tonight, the same Jesus that knows the thoughts of the heart. Why can't I call them all? My, just look at them coming. See, but he's the one who's telling me. He's the one who's saying sinners are in here and backsliders. Call them quickly. This may be the last chance you'll ever get. Take God at his word. He's speaking to you now. Now's the time of your redemption. Come, sinner friend. Come, backslider, wayward. That's wandered away from God. Come on back home tonight, won't you? I offer you Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's present now. The very one that's talking to your heart. You be honest now, really, for this time in your life. Be honest. The Holy Spirit is speaking now. Come now. Come, every soul of sin oppressed, there is mercy with the Lord. Come to this fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I go by the sea washed off.
Back in this corner, I see a man. I do not know him. I've never seen him in my life, as far as I know him. But he's suffering with a sinus condition. Got something wrong with his thumb. Mr. Kopp, stand up. Jesus Christ makes you well if you believe it, sir. I've never seen the man in my life. He's a total stranger to me. I do not know the man. But Jesus Christ does know him. Isn't he wonderful? Here's a lady sitting here looking out at me praying, saying, God be merciful to me. She's sitting there suffering with arthritis. That's right. You were praying, oh Jesus, let him call me. That's right. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. You believe God knows who you are? Mrs. Hoist, you may go home now and be well. Do you think all right, sir? The lady sitting next to you is all happy about it because she wants to be healed also of her varicose veins. That's right, lady. If it is, raise up your hand. All right? Believe with all your heart, and then you can have what you ask for. Them people, I don't know them. Raise your hands if I don't know you people. That's right. See, what is it? They're touching the high priest. They are touching. I seen a third hand up there just a minute ago. I believe it was a woman sitting next to her. Do you have your hand up for something, sister? Do you believe that God knows what's wrong with you? She's got a brain injury, that lady sitting there. That's right. I don't know you. If that's right, shake your hand like this. But it was caused by an automobile accident. That's right. Raise, shake your hands like this. All right, it's over. Now you can go home and be well. What happened? Here sits a man sitting right down here praying. He's got shingles. I don't know you, do I, sir? We're strangers. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Will God tell me who you are? Will you believe me then? All right, Mr. Hughes, you can go home and be well. All right, sir, that's right. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. We don't see all things, but we see Jesus. Which is that old fellow here that held up his hand a while ago? He wanted to be saved. Right here in a wheelchair. You believe God knows you, brother? I don't know you. Got a prayer card? You don't? All right. You believe God can tell me what's your trouble? If he would you believe he wants to heal you? You're shattered for death. It's cancer in the lung. But you believe that God will make you well? You do? Then if I was in your place, you know what I'd do? There's some lepers set at a gate one time. And they said, why sit we here till we die? Let's get up and do something about it. If we sit here, we'll die. If we go in the city, they're dying in there, so we haven't got no choice. If we go down to the camp, they might spare us. You're going to die in that condition, sitting in that wheelchair. Jesus Christ is your only hope now. That's right. So why don't you rise up from there and take your chair and go home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe every one of you? Then stand to your feet. I don't care what's wrong with you. Stand up on your feet and believe God. All that wants to receive Christ at this time, raise up on your feet anywhere you want to. Raise up your hands now and praise to God. Raise up your hands. Believe him. Here comes a man up out of a wheelchair. Let's say praise the Lord. Everybody stand up regardless of your faith. Oh Lord God. We look at the unseen. We believe now that you're Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We condemn every spirit of devil and doubt. May they walk by the unseen tonight. Grant it, Lord. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we ask it. Praise him with all your heart. Get up out of your chairs everywhere. Be well and healed in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, brother. Step out there and go on home. Make you well. While you're standing on your feet praising God, how many wants you to raise your hands a while ago? Please that God to hear my prayer for the salvation of your soul. Come walking down here now as we sing, I will praise him, I will praise him. Come on, walk right down the aisles here now. Right down to receive Jesus. Keep your hands up. Keep looking at the unseen. That little pulsation in your heart. Come moving right on down. Is he pulsating to you? I'm the Lord that raised up Christ from the grave. I'm the one that sent the Holy Ghost. I'm the one that give the promise. Brother Branham has nothing to do in this. He surrendered his life to me. I'm using his spirit. I'm talking through his lips. That's me. I'm the Lord. Come down. Everyone now, while we sing, come right on down. I will praise him. I will praise him. sinner slain. Come right on. Come on all. Give him glory, all ye people. Thank the Lord. There goes that man walking from his wheelchair. Saved a few minutes ago, given eternal life. Healed of the power of God, walking away. Praise his name. I will praise him. Come right on now. Feel that pulsation in your heart. Praise the Lamb for sinner slain. I give him glory, all ye people. For his blood has washed away his sin. Think of it. That poor man a while ago standing there raised his hand as a sinner. A black shadow flashed over him. He was dying. And he received Christ. Then his heart began to pulsate. What happened? He began to believe when the Holy Spirit came in, for he just received him in his heart. There he is standing there now on his road to life. Got everlasting life. He's going to be healed physically. Brought from darkness unto light, from death to life. Oh, how can you turn such a Savior down when all evidence is he's right here? Come, sinner friend. Come, backslider. Don't be ashamed. You'll be ashamed more up there. Come now, won't you? Come on, while they're waiting now. We're giving space and time for you to come. Come every soul now. Come.
I was speaking last night on the leadings of the Holy Spirit, how God leads. And if we could just think in our minds that all these things come from God. And about a week ago, I had a letter from an incident that had taken place about 14 years ago. And wanting to question, are these healings mental healings or are they physical healings? And I thought I would just express that this morning, what taken place. It happened to a colored girl in Jonesboro, Arkansas, about 14 years ago at the beginning of my ministry. There was no one on the field then but myself, Brother Roberts, and them had not come in yet, and Brother Coe, and many of the great workers in the field today. And I'd been there 8 days straight at the platform and had not left, just stayed there day and night, and would take a little nap against the side of the pulpit, and they'd bring me some orange juice, and I was determined to stay till I prayed for everyone. But there was, at the end of the 8 days, there were thousands or more than there was at the beginning. And so I remember someone motioning to me with a uniform on, and it was an ambulance driver. And he said, I've got a patient out here that's dying. Can you come to her? Just the night before, there had been a man that was a shoe cobbler up in another city in Arkansas that had been blind for some 20 years. And when he passed through the line, the Holy Spirit had told him about his conditions and pronounced him healed. Well, when he left the building, he could not see any more than he did when he come in the building, but he knew that I did not know him. And there had to be some sort of a supernatural being to speak it, because he knew I knowed nothing of him. And he accepted that person, not me, the one that was speaking. And the story was, as they threw it on the radio the next morning and across the country, that on his road home that night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, he began to see the lights of the car flickering in front of him. And the next morning he rushed into his own church, the Methodist church, and there they were. He caused so much disturbance till he was thrown out. And then down the street he went into one church and then the other to testify, and it caused a commotion. Many of the people that come from the hospitals and were wanting to be prayed for. As we went out across the man helping me to the ambulance, there was a typical Arkansas mother laying there dying with cancer. And her husband thought that she was dead, for she had just went into a coma, frankly. And she was laying quietly, and her husband knelt down in the back of the ambulance where the driver put me in, and he said, "Brother Branham, she longed so much for you to pray for her. Said she was a good woman. Said she helped her with the hair over these old clods here, and she made me what I am." Said she's a mother of 5 children. And he said, "I sold my farm, and I put her in a hospital, and the last thing we sold was our team. The doctors have fought faithfully," he said, "to save her life. But she was given up and sent home. And to get the ambulance to bring us down, she sold her blackberries that we canned it 2 years ago to get the money to come, and now she lays quiet. She's dead." I took a hold of her hand, and he knelt down in his old patched shirt, faded out, and as I prayed just a little prayer, I thought I seen the wrinkles in her forehead kind of frown. Satan said to me, "Of course, you know that's just the reaction of the muscles. She's dead." But as I continued to pray, her hand gripped mine like that. And Satan said again, "It's just the muscles." But I just kept on praying. And a few moments she raised up. And she said, "Who are you?" And her old husband, so overcome by the bringing of life again to his sweet wife, he threw his arms around her and began to scream, "Mother." I slipped out the door of the ambulance. And I said, "Can you get me back to the platform?" And the man said, "There's 2,000 people between here and the door." He said, "I'll take you around in the back of the parking lot and see if I can make the way in." And just to show that God will respect those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. When we got to where the line of the chartered buses was, I heard a noise, and I looked, and it was a young colored girl, nicely dressed, and Arkansas in those days had strict segregation. And she was blind, and she was trying to find her way around calling for her papa. I noticed her because she was kind of tall, and she was saying, "Oh, papa, where are you?" And feeling with her hands and saying, "Won't somebody help me to find my papa?" Well, I stood still. No one knew me because I'd just been in the temple all the time, and they couldn't get near the place. So I just stood there just a moment, and I looked at her, and she said, "Somebody please help me find my papa." Nobody seemed to pay any attention to her. And I was standing still watching her. She come moving through the crowd. And I thought of old blind Anna in the temple, that when she had prayed so long and waited for the consolation of Israel, and when they brought our Lord into the temple to do for him after the custom of the law, the Holy Spirit led her through that crowd, her being blind, up to where he was. And I stood still, and the young woman come moving on up, and finally she staggered right into me. She said, "Pardon me." And she started again. And I said, "Who are you looking for, young lady?" She said, "Sir, I'm looking for my papa." She said, "We come over here from Memphis to see the healer." And said, "My papa was trying to find a way for me to get in. And he told me to stand still. But they pushed me out of the place and I've lost where I was standing and I'm blind and I can't find my way back. Would you be so kind," she said, "to help me to the bus where my papa can find me?" Now, this seems like being a hypocrite. But I said, "What did you say you come over here to see?" She said, "I come over to see the healer." She said, "You see, sir, I've been blind for years. And," she said, "I heard on the radio this morning of a man who got his sight and said, Papa got the money ready and we got on the chartered bus and I come over to see him and now they say you can't even get near the building." I said, "You don't believe in such stuff as that, do you?" I said, "In the days when we got such fine doctors," she said, "but you see, sir, they can't do me no good." And I said, "You mean to tell me that you believe that the prayer of that man would do something for me, or for you?" And she said like this, I'll never forget it. She said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. If you just help me in where that man is, then I'll find my papa." What a rebuke to me. I thought of blind Fanny Crosby. She had heard of this other man being healed, the other blind person. And I thought of Fanny Crosby when she wrote, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the stream of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee, or whom in heaven but thee?" While God is healing in Angela's temple, he can heal in this upper room. He's a God who healed that man on that wheelchair last night, brought that with cancer off of the cot to rejoice when he couldn't even move. The one who healed little Ricky, the one who sent the message all the way across the sea and spoke to that woman dying with diabetes, and here sits her sister here this morning, called back. He's the same God now. Amen. And I looked at her and I said to her, "Maybe I'm the one you're supposed to see." See how God locks things just exactly right? Why was I taken to the back? She grabbed me by the lapels of my coat like that. And she said, "Are you the healer?" And I said, "No, sister, I am not. I'm just your brother." She said, "I want to see the healer." And I said, "I hope that you see him someday, and I believe you will." She said, "What is your name?" I said, "Brother Branham." She said, "You're the one I want to see." And I said, "Now, no one knows me. I'll pray for you, but don't let it be known. Take your hand." And I couldn't pull her hand off of my lapel. She was holding on for dear life. And I said to her, "I can pray if you'll believe." She said, "That's all I ask you to do." And we bowed our heads, and while we were praying, I heard a scream. And she ran out into the lot, throwing people one way or the other. And she fell on the ground screaming, "I who was once blind can now see." a few weeks ago, I got a letter from her. Oh, her eyes are 20/20. She don't even have to wear glasses or nothing. It's amazing grace of God that does these things. It's something that Jesus Christ gave to His church to enjoy the privileges of good health. I remember that night as we closed, I might say this. When the Lord gave the ministry to me to go pray for His children, as you all know, I've been brought up in a poor home, and that's the reason I'm uneducated and can't speak and so forth. But I asked the Lord, I don't want to be great. I don't want to be popular. I just want to be honest. That's all I desire. That you can know that I'm telling the truth because I represent Him. And when I started on the field to pray for the sick, I didn't have a suit to put on. And I never taken an offering yet in my life. And my brother, a center boy at that time, had been in an automobile accident and had cut his clothes all up. And he gave me that old suit. And the trousers were torn pretty well, and my wife went down to the 10-cent store and got some of them patches you iron on with the iron, you know. And she fixed up the trousers pretty well. And the pocket was torn out. And I got me a needle and thread and kind of whipped the pocket over, you know, patched it up, sewed it. And I'm not very good with the needle. And I remember when they would introduce me to ministers such as we have here this morning, I was kind of ashamed of the coat. It is on the right side, and that's I had to reach my right hand. So I'd hold my hand, sleeve down over that torn pocket, and reach out my left hand to shake hands with the ministers and say, excuse my left hand, but it's closer to my heart. But the thing was that I was ashamed of that old torn pocket. But when those people saw that young Ethiopian girl with her sight, there stood an old man there with a club and a twisted foot. He said, I know who you are, Brother Branham. I've been standing here 3 days in this rain. If you just ask God, God will heal my foot. What can be done at that time? I said to him, my brother, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again the third day to make all these things possible, hand me your club. And when he handed the club, he wasn't just kidding. He meant it. And I seen with my own two eyes that twisted club foot come straight. And he jumped into the air and began to scream. Poor man rushed around me, but people, mothers with their little babies, trying to get in close enough just to touch that old ragged coat. And God was healing them. It wasn't the ragged coat. No, it wasn't the one that was wearing it. It was the Lord Jesus that's here this morning, honoring their faith. He leads us in mysterious ways because He loves us. He makes it so simple until it goes over the head of the wise and prudent, as He said it would, and shall reveal Himself to babes such as will learn. I am sensitive enough of the Holy Spirit to know now that there's many people that are suffering right here in this building. And why not us just settle it now and accept what Jesus did for you all? The same God was out there that night is the same God that's here right now. And you have the same needs that they had. And He is no respecter of person. the Scriptures are true. These things are done that it might vindicate that we're living in the last days, in the shadow of